Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Josh hates the Wolfpack band, couches, and Willie uses old jars for drinking glasses. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Here at the Bob and Tom Show, we know you're busy and want your entertainment fast. That's why we've created Bob and Tom's Super Fast Laughs Radio. We distill bits down so you can get all the yucks in a fraction of the time. Just listen to these five Bob and Tom Show classics that would normally chew up 10.5 minutes of your valuable time. We've crammed all that funny into just 48 seconds.
Mr. Fister!
Oh!
Mr. Fister!
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
You're a beautiful girl.
I see your camel toe.
Hello and welcome to the Mr. Obvious Show.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Uh-huh.
I think I got some kind of animal trapped in my house.
It's a garbage disposal.
Huh.
That'll do it for the Mr. Obvious Show.
Yeah!
They both make a living in their bare feet. And they both hate the kitchen turtles at home.
I couldn't even hear the edits, and I'll bet you couldn't either. Thanks to Bob and Tom's Super Fast Laughs Radio. And we're more than just comedy. Check out our all-new 5-Second Chick McGee Sports Hour.
What the hell? Good morning, sports fans.
Chickster.
And that's
Chick McGee and Bob and Tom, coming soon, probably coming too soon, only from Frigamall Broadcast.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
You know, I want you all to know that I would rather be here with you than with the finest people on the airplane.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thanks.
Where would you rather be than right here, right now?
Nowhere.
Right here,
nowhere.
Right now.
With Jesus Jones.
Yes.
Oh,
great song.
Great song.
Great song.
Earlier I played a little bit of this. This is Willie. You picked it up right away. Very good.
Never heard of these guys. I'm intrigued.
I think they're all from University of Michigan.
Sounds very Princess. Absolutely. Yeah, a little bit this one. There's a great video of them live at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, they sold out Madison Square Garden a few years ago. I mean, they're incredible. They're all really smart musicians, and it's like
very precise.
It borderlines math rock sometimes, but it's really jazzy and pretty funky. It's
do cool. They sing like that all the time?
Sounds no,
fairly
no,
contrived.
There's quite a. I'm sorry. What was your? I didn't hear the Philistine
he said,
chorus. What
sounds fairly
it?
Contrived.
Yeah, I see.
Uninspired.
Unlike your band, of course.
Well, the funk band known as Vulpec has come up with a creative way to make some extra money on
spell
their next
that.
Album.
Off-putting name.
V-U-L-F.
P-E-C-K.
Wolfpack.
Actually, Chick, you would actually like this
Wolf
music.
Peck?
He would.
Wolfpack.
Yeah, they sound kind of like Snarky Puppy, if you know that band. They're great.
They're selling a song to the highest bidder for their next album. Band leader Jack Stratton made that announcement on social media in a video and explained the band is selling a spot on their forthcoming album on eBay.
No, thanks.
According to Stratton, the winning bidder will get naming rights to the track, 2 minutes and 30 seconds on the album, though the listing states that, quote, the seller reserves the right to not approve any title and or recording that the seller deems obscene, hateful, or just plain creepy.
Huh.
I'd pay to name it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, more garbage.
I wonder what the... Well, let's look up the current bid on this.
They might not...
I think it's 150...
It was 50,000 last I looked, and it concludes on September 5th.
Really?
But that was yesterday, so let me see if I can...
I'll give them $25,000 if they let Slipknot come in and kick their asses.
Wow.
Wow.
That'd be so awesome.
He's angry.
War of the bands here.
Yeah. Could you give it just...
Do you
just
think there's a... They might suffer a little negative opinions for doing this? Or do you look at it all of it's it's all positive?
I think it's a great idea.
Is the money going to a certain place, or are they just collecting?
It's they'll pay for creating this album.
Right,
it's a great idea.
How do you spell these pricks' name?
What is your problem here?
V U L F P E C K album.
It does kind of smack of manufactured rock. I got to tell you.
No. They're gonna just sell the one track.
Oh yeah, look at them. They're all
kind of a stunt.
All handsome, sort of.
Of course they're handsome. Why wouldn't they be handsome?
Carelessly unshaven and corporate as hell. All right.
I can't find a current bid.
Oh, once.
Oh yeah, that one's in a tank top with his muscles. That's cool.
Boy.
Great stuff.
Oh, God. I want to paintball all of them.
Well, maybe this will be to more of your liking, Josh.
Okay.
Metallica will be the first act featured in a series of concerts that will be shown at drive-ins across North America.
Cool.
Metallica will film a full concert that will be shown as part of the Encore Drive-In Night series on August 29th. Each ticket purchased will come with 4 downloads of Metallica's new S&M2 album with the San Francisco Symphony.
Oh,
you can find
awesome
details at EncoreNights.com.
You know, they call that symphony the treat. The San Francisco treat.
Is that right?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Never mind. Sort of, I'm looking up Wolfpack.
Wolfpack.
Oh, you'll like them. They're cute boys. Yeah.
What is your problem? It's unbelievable. It's like
I like this title for the album: "The Joy of Music, the Job of Real Estate."
It's great. Oh, I think they're right up your alley, Chick. They're very unusual.
If it's funky, I'm in. But if they keep...
Yeah, Chick, watch their Live at Madison Square Garden concert. It's on YouTube. You'll really enjoy it. It's very long. It's like a day thing.
Oh, Christ.
Wow.
It's a couple hours.
Let's just go back in time. 3 minutes.
Right here, right now. There is no other place I want to be.
There you go. Very nice.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. This picture is really like...
Aren't we dreamy?
No, hey, you're a bunch of jackasses got together playing Ben
God. It looked like every guy.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, we're here.
They're every dude you want to fight walking out of an Aeropostale.
They do look like they're hanging out.
Josh, do you sort of gatekeep at Aeropostale?
I do, yeah. I'm just a bully sitting outside on a bench.
Sit there with your orange Julius.
Hey, buddy. Sir, the food court is down that way.
That striped shirt's got J. Crew written all over it.
They kind of have like a Vampire Weekend vibe where they all went to sort of a nice college, and you know, it's you know, I don't think these guys. Never mind. I'm gonna shut up. I like their music.
Okay, but you can so you could perform a cut on their album.
Wow,
those sunglasses cost $700.
What?
The sunglasses the guy's wearing.
How do you know?
Because Chick has.
I just know.
Because Chick is arguing with himself about whether or not he's going to buy them.
I know stuff. Hang on a second. You shut up.
You know what? That's one of my favorite things about you, Chick, is that you will treat yourself. I've always.
Well, Tom can take this. I've spent many years treating others.
But I've always admired that. I've always liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. To this day, he can't buy a couch.
No, I won't. I refuse.
I bet.
He's got a couchless house.
I can buy a couch, but I have to call it a love seat. Yeah. Because
you get shivers.
There was no love there, baby.
There was a period of time where he bought many a couch. Oh, what's wrong with the one we have? We've only had it for 3 months.
No, no. What's wrong with the 8 we have?
Oh, man. I hate to hear it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to you, Christy.
Well, on the other end of that coin, a corpse has been discovered during the renovation of a $41 million mansion in Paris.
All right, we're going to open up this. Oh, my God!
It wasn't found in the couch, Chick. The crumbling mansion had been abandoned for over 30 years until it was bought at auction this past January by Jean-Bernard Lafonta. Oh, ho, ho. Lafonta immediately began restoring the property, but work was halted after a
formerly
corpse
the Helvetica
was discovered in the basement.
Lafonta.
Lepica?
French newspaper Le Monde said the body exhibited wounds that prompted police to open a murder investigation.
Oh, my God.
Murder. Papers found on the body allowed authorities to identify the man as Jean-Pierre Reynaud, and his death was dated to about 30 years ago. Quote, wow. He was someone of no fixed abode with a drink problem, according to a police source.
Interesting.
We could imagine a fight with someone else.
Sounds like me.
Living on the margin, but it's unclear whether he died in the mansion or was brought there, and we may never find out who was responsible. It's quite possible the murderer is himself now dead.
What a grisly
See
find.
If you can yes. find out next week on the Property Brothers.
Well, the realtors are going to figure out a way to make it sound much nicer than it is. Mm-hmm. Prior tenant on premises.
Yeah, yeah. Previous owner spent 30 years.
Work house, on the mansion.
House has good bones.
Yeah.
And a little bit of rotting flesh.
Well, let's not.
Work on the mansion is expected to resume after the summer. This is a ghost adventure story, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah, it is.
Because this guy's going to haunt.
Yeah. Do they think it was suicide?
And no, they think it was murder.
Okay. So if it was suicide, would that have been considered a do-it-yourself project?
Wow. That was rough. He was still smoking, by the way.
Was he?
Oh, wow.
Oh, the French, you know.
Yeah, certainly.
That had to be just go to the job one day and move a couple of boards. But did you see how much they paid at auction?
No, how much?
Dozens of millions of dollars.
Jeez.
Apparently it's in the finest neighborhood in Paris.
Hmm.
Oh. And the house was abandoned. And the next door neighbor was Yves Saint Laurent.
Oh, well.
Who's that? Oh, Yves Saint Laurent or whatever.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes, as you would call him, yes.
Yeah, he liked to rant.
That's a guy? Yves?
Yeah, Yves Saint Laurent.
Yeah.
I have to go back to Wolfpack because I want to see Josh's head come off his body with this fact. Okay.
Yeah.
To make themselves feel at home at Madison Square Garden last year, Michigan funk band Wolfpack asked its set designer, Trisha Robertson, to drive a room full of furniture from Ann Arbor and reassemble it on stage at the Garden.
That's a great idea. This Rolling Stones do stuff like that. All these bands take
stuff. They're not the Rolling Stones.
They can do
stuff. These guys
like
can
that.
Too.
They suck.
Why do I think I'm going to look up and there's going to be Wolfpack over there? We're going to be up to our hips in Wolfpack.
They'll be here doing a live performance.
Chick, I think you'd really like them.
Well, if they're not singing like that, I'll give them a chance.
Oh, God. Okay.
I don't like them singing like I'd pay to see Wolfpack versus Wolfpack, where they get a pack of wolves in the same room with them.
Mm-hmm. You have heard of Yves Montand?
No, who's that?
Jesus. Yeah, that's Yves Montand.
Yes.
A famous actor.
Yes.
I have, yeah. Now that, because of the YV, I've only read it. Yeah. That's pronounced Eve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eva Marie Saint.
What are we doing? Is this a French lesson?
About Eve right now. I'll give you a French lesson. You know, that is how I kiss on a
first date. Is it?
Yeah. Sure.
On your first date?
You're lapping up pudding off of pizza.
I had a great time with you. Here we are at your apartment. Look, I'm not going to come in. I don't do that on the first date, but... Why don't we just...
That's right.
A kiss on the cheek would be fine, sir.
Find out where she stands right
no,
now.
No, Mom, it was a really good date, but there's this one weird thing.
Such a gentleman, but...
He kisses like he's trying to lick peanut butter off my nose.
Ew.
I don't know.
Ew. No.
No, it's sweet. It's a sweet thing Josh does.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Willie.
Now, we had a lot of news about lions and tigers
and
earlier.
And bears, oh my.
Earlier this year.
We have a chihuahua in the news.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because of...
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Yeah.
Just real quick before you get to that story, Chrissy, I just saw this one. A German circus has been has been supporting itself during the pandemic by selling the poop from the big cats.
Oh, come on.
To who? Why?
They have 26 lions and tigers.
Oh, my.
And they sell the big cat droppings by the jar.
By the jar?
For what?
So it's not even for fertilizer?
Let's keep it fresh, maybe.
This guy, the lion tamer, Martin Lacey, says, put some in the garden and the neighbors will go away.
The name?
What?
It's neighbor repellent. Okay.
I think what? So.
Yeah, they've got tons of the stuff, and it's a way to raise money because they have to keep up and running because they can't do shows right now.
Man.
So there you go. Isn't that fun? Isn't that nice?
I feel so bad for the poor guy that has to pick this up. And he used to just put it, you know, in a trash can and it was gone. And then one day his boss goes, hey, by the way, we're going to start selling this. So I need you to put it into tiny jars and seal it. And we're going to put it at the gift shop.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a bad job.
Oh, man.
I'm surprised that Joe Exotic didn't think of this. I mean, every once in a while you hear about zoos doing things where they take the various animal dung and they sell it for fertilizer.
Correct.
Right.
Why not?
But not in a jar, like in a...
Just keeping people away.
I think Carol Baskin has some tiger poop in an urn.
Just in case.
Josh, if you get a jar of pasta sauce, will you kind of wash it out and then keep it, drink out of it sometimes?
No!
You'll never do this? Oh, really?
What is it, the Great Depression? Why are you doing that?
You'll never reuse? None of you have ever reused a jar of pasta?
No!
Really?
As a
put bacon grease in it.
Right, sure. I would do a bacon.
Did you get this idea? Did your father tell you about this?
No, I'll keep a jar around for a little while. I also use it to, you know, store marijuana.
Will you buy your son some glassware?
Jeez.
Why is everyone so mad at me for saying this? I was just going to say, you wouldn't do this if you got a jar of poop. You would not wash it out and try to reuse it.
No, you sure wouldn't. I wouldn't do it with spaghetti sauce or any... What are you, the manager of Po Folks? Drinking out of jars?
Good Lord. What are you, Tom Joad? What the hell? Good Lord.
Were all your glasses dirty? Is that...
God.
No, it's just I've done that before. I'll save a jar.
Okay.
Well, I've seen moonshine, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Right.
I hate that when you go to a restaurant. It's always one of those eco-friendly restaurants.
And they serve you in a ball jar?
I used to love it.
Ball jar.
There was a restaurant, I don't know if it was just Midwest, but it was called Po Folks, and they served their drinks in mason jars.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool.
Were they real mason jars or were they just faked just for the
effect? I don't know. They certainly weren't old ragu jars.
there's an underdog drinking out of a spaghetti sauce jar, I'll be there.
This tea has a nice hint of garlic. Don't you hate cups that you put up to your lips?
You know what? I do hate weird cups.
What's wrong with you people?
I have something I can sink my teeth
in. A cup is a cup.
No, they're not.
No, there are restaurants where you go and they got them all from a different antique store.
Yeah,
or something.
That's kind of a cool thing to do right now.
Have you ever seen the glass cups that are sort of bent in the middle and they... what is this?
It looks like the dishwasher got out of the dishwasher.
Yeah, exactly.
Salvador Dali cup.
Yeah, yes.
Well, I just spilled half my coffee on my penis. I gotta wear pajamas to the breakfast table.
I feel a little bad for Willie. He thought people did what he does.
I think people do it. I can't wait to get out of here. I'll say that. I cannot wait to go home.
Poor Willie.
I was going to do Waske a favor, not do it anymore, buddy. I'm going straight home.
Uh-oh.
Day's over.
Well, what's the best jar to keep your pot in?
I'm sure there's other people that keep drink out of used spaghetti sauce jars.
Of course.
Yeah, hobos.
Hobos. Hobos can't buy spaghetti jars.
They can't afford it.
Oh, hobos always
they find them.
They eat beans out of a can.
Right.
They cook
and then
it.
Then they drink out of the can.
In the railroad yard.
Oh.
Exactly.
Hey, everybody, weigh in for Willie. If you drink water out of a spaghetti jar,
hit us
the
up
people
on Twitter.
Who could weigh in don't have access to computers.
You get a big jar.
Right. Oh, no, I understand the principle.
Do you keep the lid?
Can I leave? Let me just leave.
Do you keep the lid, or do you throw the lid away?
Yeah. You keep the lid.
Okay.
And then you have a drawer for a lid, and then you have the newbie, you throw them all away.
Back in my day, the drawer for lids is where you hid.
A lid was a measurement for pot.
Right.
Is that still, a thing?
What?
Yeah, do you still say, give me a lid? Or?
No, I've never heard that ever.
Really?
No. What's a lid?
A lid was the equivalent of marijuana in a baggie.
I think a lid's a half a key. Maybe.
Oh, is it?
Maybe that's too much.
So it's a large amount of pot?
Not that much. It's like a Toastest Twinkies worth.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
A Toastest Twinkies worth?
In volume. I don't know what the...
You guys ever use old chicken bones as forks? I know what I'll do is I take a chicken carcass and I fashion together three of the bones to make tines, and I got a fork. You know, I live like I'm in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Do you ever refill Perrier bottles with your own urine, put them in the fridge, and look at your friends?
You ever eat
first swig?
What is wrong with you?
Ever eat a baked potato and just save the hide and wear it for a hat?
Yeah, an old potato
jacket
hat.
I burned the hell out of my scalp
doing
that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like a good spot hat.
Sorry, okay.
That's a good hat.
Decor.
Oh,
decor.
My God.
Now,
he really feels bad. We need to apologize.
I'm just glad we finally had a funny break today.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.